1 Corinthians chapter 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 7 through 13. Verse number 13 is my text verse, and it's probably one of the most. There are several verses in the Bible that many people refer to. 1 Corinthians 10:13 is one of those verses. For there hath no temptation taken you such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation make a way for you to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. I remember memorizing that verse when I was in the Marine Corps. Probably, I would say, out of all the verses, that's one of the hardest to memorize. It's because of how it's worded. I like it, though, and watch this, it has been a refuge for me since I've been saved. Now, in this verse here, it says, God is faithful. And in this verse, God, first of all, the first part of the verse, God wants us to know that there's no temptation to sin or that tempts us that has not been faced by multitudes before us. In other words, there's no such thing as a temptation that is unique to you. If the devil can, he tries to get you to think nobody is going through what I'm going through. Because if he can get you thinking that way, then the rationale goes this way. Since nobody understands me and nobody can relate to me, now I get to do whatever I want to do instead of what God has told me to do. And I've watched people do that. So the verse starts out with, there hath no temptation taken you such as is common to man. In other words, there is nothing last week, last year, this week, next year that you will ever face that has not been faced by somebody before you. Then it says, God is faithful. He's faithful to do two things. First of all, God is, whenever you're tempted, God is, first of all, faithful to always make a way to escape. God never allows you to be tempted above what you're able to take. That's what the verse says. God is faithful. God will never allow you to be tempted with a temptation that you couldn't say no to. That's what it says, right? Very helpful verse. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, and will with the temptation make a way to escape. So God promises two things. Whatever it is that you're going through, number one, it's common. It's been faced by millions before you. Second of all, you can make it because God is faithful. And God will not let the burden crush you unless you let it. Right? The burden can, it can break down your health. It can give you ulcers. It can, you can do all that. But you don't have to. God is faithful. The name of the sermon this morning is God is faithfulness. Is faithful. Or the faithfulness of God. But that verse right there, it has so much in it. You could probably do about four or five Bible studies just out of that Bible verse. There's so much in it. So let me draw your attention to God is faithful. Think with me just for a second. Our God is different from everybody else. We aren't faithful. But even when we aren't faithful, God is faithful. And God never says this. As long as you're faithful, then I'll be faithful. God doesn't say that. God never says, as soon as you learn to be faithful, I'll show myself faithful to you. Aren't you glad God never does that? God says, regardless of your faithfulness, I will always be faithful. God can always be depended on. Now, being tempted is not sinful. When we don't choose the way of escape that God provides when we're tempted, and we give in to that temptation, that is sin, but being tempted is not sinning. But when I don't have victory over temptation, I'm thankful this morning I can let everybody know when I'm unvictorious in the Christian life, God is still faithful. And if you have failed this week, can I just remind you, based on the Word of God, God is still faithful even though you failed. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? That's the type of God we serve. Now, I'm going to give you some definitions of the word faithful this morning, and I would like you to go to Deuteronomy. We're not going to read it for a while. I want you to go to Deuteronomy, fifth book in your Bible, chapter 7, and then just wait there for a minute, okay? Go to Deuteronomy chapter 7, and then just listen to me. You're going to Deuteronomy chapter 7, and then just wait there. We're not going to read yet. I just want you kind of ready. The word faithful means one who is firm in adherence to duty. I love that. God is faithful. He can be trusted. The word faithful means, there are so many definitions to the word faithful. It's like the word for, F-O-R, has 18 definitions. 18. The word faithful, to get a glimpse of what faithfulness means, there are many wonderful definitions. I'm going to read them to you and give you, just listen to me. The word faithful means one who is possessed by fidelity and allegiance. I love that. God is faithful. He'll not abandon us or fail in a single promise He's ever made to us. I can trust His word. The word faithful, it means one who is constant in the performance of duties or services. So this morning, God's faithful. He never takes a day off in loving you, in providing for you, in protecting, and all the great things He does for us. He's faithful in His duties. He's constant in His duties. The word faithful means exact in attending to commands as a faithful servant. There is not a righteous statute or an act of holiness that God has called for which He Himself doesn't perform completely. I love that about God. God commands us to do things, but He Himself doesn't disobey His commands. God's faithful. Okay, when God says, thou shalt not lie, then God will never lie to you. Aren't you glad? When God says, thou shalt not steal, He'll never cheat you. When God says, thou shalt not commit adultery, He'll never betray you. God is faithful. He keeps His own commands. In the verses before this, God shows us in 1 Corinthians 10 where we were at. You're in Deuteronomy 7. But He shows how unfaithful people are to keep His... Even though unfaithful people don't keep His commands, God is still faithful. Anytime you want to live right, the God that died for you so you could be saved is willing to walk and escort you and help you. Aren't you glad? The word faithful means one who is faithful in observing compacts, contracts, treaties, vows, or other engagements. The word faithful means true to one's word. God has made eternal life possible and then given us assurance of eternal life and has made available an abundant life. Everything God's promised to do and the document He has signed, He will do it. He's faithful to His word. He's true to His word. Men make vows. We've all been disappointed and hurt and frustrated because men make vows they don't keep. Women make vows they don't keep. Businesses and business associates make vows they don't keep. People shake hands and give their word and then don't keep it. Men will fail you, but can I just testify this morning, God is faithful and He'll never, never, never fail to come short in anything He's agreed to do. Aren't you glad? God is faithful. God is faithful. The word faithfulness, the word faithful, it means one who is exact in conformity to the letter and spirit, as in the faithful execution of a will, okay? When somebody has a will, think with me. God will now carry out every detail of the New Testament in accordance with His heart of love and every jot and tittle of His word. You ever heard of somebody changing their will because of someone being bad? Well, people change their wills because people are good and bad, right? So if somebody's really good or something, then they'll change their will. And then when they're bad, they'll change their will again. God has never changed His will. He's faithful. In spite of how we've acted. There's been Christians, I'm sure, had we had the will and the way they acted towards God, we would have burned the stupid will, okay? Changed nothing, we would have done away with it. And I know Christians that have given God enough reason to burn the will, but God won't change His will. God's faithful to His will. God gave us His word in writing 2,000 years ago and hasn't changed one letter of it. God's people in 2,000 years have done things that would make most people, like I said, burn up a will. The Lord has been shamefully disappointed in some believers and churches, but aren't you glad this morning? God is faithful. The word faithful means one who is true to the marital covenant and is as to a faithful wife or a faithful husband. The local New Testament church is the bride of Christ. Jesus Christ will preserve her and purify her and protect her and present her and dwell with her because God is faithful. What makes teaching people about the Lord so difficult in our day and age is because so many of the foundational, fundamental truths and qualities that are so important to society are so lacking now, and some of them are almost gone. Divorce, when you tell somebody this, God wants to save you and be your father. That doesn't mean a whole lot to someone whose father ran off and left them, right? I've had kids say that on the bus route. Would you like to accept Jesus as your Savior? He'll be a father to you and you'll be his son and he'll be with you forever. My daddy left me. Will God ever leave me? No. Once God comes in, he comes in to stay. Do you understand? The only thing that they know how to relate to is what they've been through here on the earth. And it's hard to get a concept of a God that loves you unconditionally and won't leave you when you've suffered and been left. In our society, it's possible. Divorce, okay, is so rampant, all right? And it causes people to remember the adultery and the infidelity and the abandonment. And so many of the points of reference to show people who God is lacking. You could say it this way, and listen to me closely. Everything a good father should have been to you, God is. You can say it that way. Aren't you glad? Because God's faithful. You could say it this way. Everything your husband or your wife thought they were going to be, God is. God is, in spite of human frailty. God is faithful. When everyone you have ever trusted has failed you, God is faithful. God is different than sinful man. God's not like sinful man. The word faithful, it means one who is constant, not fickle. God's always constant to be to us what he has promised to be. He's our father once you get saved. He's our friend. He's our shepherd, our priest, our forerunner, our captain. He is our priest in all of his many offices. He doesn't waver. He doesn't change. God told Moses, I am that I am. God didn't tell Moses, I was or I will one day be. Before time, God was, I am. Today, God is the I am. And a million years from now, he'll still be the I am. God is faithful. He's unaffected by time. Who is he? Okay, God is who he is, who he was, and he was who he will be, and he is the great I am. Okay? The word faithful, we're almost to Deuteronomy, stick with me. The word faithful, it means one who is worthy of trust and belief. This morning, God is faithful. We can put the full weight of our confidence in God and we'll never be disappointed. I personally don't want to disappoint you, but if I haven't, I will. Not because I'm trying to. I'm human. And if you haven't disappointed me, you will. That's human nature, right? Give me time and I will eventually disappoint you. Not because I want to, but because it's going to happen. There's going to be something you expect of me that I will not perform. Sometime. There is no such thing as someone who has not disappointed you or someone you have not disappointed. It doesn't exist, right? Every one of us have disappointed people and have had people disappoint us. This morning, what I enjoy about this truth is God is faithful and you'll never be disappointed in God, in spite of how much you've been disappointed with people. Now that we understand a little bit, and I've tried to give you a glimpse of the word faithful, let's look in our Bibles. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Watch how God describes himself in his word. Watch this. Knowing therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments, watch this, to 1,000 generations. 1,000. Nobody counts 1,000 generations. That's my great 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 to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth him. He will repay him to his face. When's that going to happen? That's the great white throne judgment. But people who mock God and play around with God, better enjoy it now. Payday someday. That payday's coming, and it's sure. God is eternally faithful. Take your Bible and go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 in the New Testament. Let's go to the New Testament. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Just want to use this word faithful now, knowing God is faithful. Now you got to watch this here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. There's two words I want to draw your attention to. Confirmed. And when you're in a Catholic area, everybody knows what confirmation is. That's a list of classes that you go through when you join the Catholic Church. And when you're confirmed Catholic, everybody is... God doesn't use that word that way. Look at this. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, look at verse number 6. I want you to see something. Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. The testimony of Christ is what God is looking to be confirmed in you. Not a church's stamp of approval. The testimony of Christ. All right? In other words, confirmation means nothing unless it's God's confirmation. Unless God confirms, this is a soul that has accepted me as their Savior. Unless God confirms that, a church, a religion, a family can confirm all they want. But until God confirms it, this is my child, it means nothing. You understand? The testimony of Christ has to be confirmed in us. Look at verse number 7. So that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also, here's that word again, confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. So, God confirms you to the end. Listen closely. If you haven't done this and been confirmed in God's eyes, being confirmed by God, then there has to be a time when you place your faith in Christ and Him alone. And it could be today, but because He died on the cross for your sins and rose again, the third day, God can confirm you. God, who knows your heart, knows if you've truly trusted Him to take you to heaven. God says that when God says, now they're saved. Now they belong to me. Next week, you may not do something that's in line with God's confirmation. Next month, you may not do something that is not in line with God's confirmation. 10 years from now, listen, I might make a mess of my life because I'm not faithful. I want to be, I try to be, but God's Word tells us, listen, that God, the God that confirmed you when you trusted Jesus as your Savior, will confirm you to the end. That means when you get to heaven. Aren't you glad? So He confirms you at salvation and He confirms you to the end. If you've trusted Jesus as your Savior, you will never perish. John 3:16. I'm so glad I'm kept by God's power. I want to do my best for the Lord, but I've also seen what my best for the Lord is. And I would rather have God's best for me than be trusting my best for the Lord. Okay? In other words, my best can't get me to heaven. Right? But God's best can when I put my trust in Him and what He's done for me. Take your Bible and go to Psalm 119, verse 86. Psalm 119, verse 86. Psalm 119. We're going to look at two verses here. Psalm 119, verse 86. We're looking at this morning at the truth, God is faithful. God is trustworthy. God keeps His word. God is faithful. And there's some, that ought to help you and strengthen you as a Christian. Watch this, Psalm 119, look at verse 86. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully, help thou me. Psalm 119, verse 86 says, all thy commandments are faithful. All the commandments of God. Look at verse number 138. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous. And here it is again, very faithful. So Psalm 119, 86 and 138 both say the Word of God is faithful. How do I know that these commandments are right and good for me? Because Proverbs 14, 5 says, a faithful witness will not lie. Aren't you glad? God is faithful this morning. When we're tempted, when we're confused and we don't know what to do, God shows us in His Word what to do because God is faithful. The way that God has told us to go is always the best way. Take your Bible and go to Isaiah chapter 49. Isaiah chapter 49. Just over a couple of books there in the Old Testament. Isaiah chapter 49. So a basic truth of this morning, I'm not faithful. I wish I was. I want to be more faithful. I want to grow in my character and my discipline. I want to grow in me making myself do what I'm supposed to do. What God's told me, that's character, right? How much can you push you? Or the opposite is always doing what you want to do, what my flesh wants to do. I want to be faithful in doing what God's told me. I'm learning, amen? But I'm not 100% faithful. I'm going to show you, we have our ups and downs, but in spite of where we fail, when we fail, God is faithful. God doesn't waver. Watch this. For Isaiah chapter 49, verse 7, thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and His Holy One, to him whom man despiseth, to him whom the nation abhorreth, to a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise. Princes also shall worship because of the Lord that is faithful and the Holy One of Israel, and He shall choose thee. Here's what God's saying in the verse. God says that Israel, His people, treated Him as bad as the heathen nations that despised Him. So God's going to chastise His people, Israel, but one day He's going to restore Israel and give them the land He promised them, not because of anything that Israel did, but because of who God is faithful. In other words, no matter how the things that Israel did to God, when God brought them out of Egypt and put them in the promised land, and yet how they just wickedly turned from God, God said, no matter how bad you've treated me, I will be faithful and I will give you what I've told you I'm going to give you. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? In other words, God's faithfulness is not dependent on ours. Take your Bible and go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We're going to look at several more verses here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. You see this trait all through the Bible, and they say, how do you know God wrote the Bible? Because no man writes a book that condemns himself. Every book that a man writes always tells the wonderful accomplishments that he's done and all that he's done and how good he is. Nobody writes a book. A man would never write a book that condemns him to hell. That's how I know God wrote the Bible. And this tells of, and what a God. God's faithful even when we're not. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in your New Testament. Look at verse 23. Watch this. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved, blameless, unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 24. Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. Now, listen closely. Faithful is He that calleth you. You mean you're the preacher, you're called. No. If you're saved this morning, faithful is He who called you. You have a calling on your life. I'm not the only one that's called of God. There are things God requires of you, and there are things God calls you to do for Him. God is faithful to help you do what He wants if you'll run to Him and let Him help you. How can you be all that God wants you to be without Him? You can't. All that God wants you to do as a Christian should overwhelm you. Just one thing I've been told to do as a Christian. Preach the gospel to every creature. 7 billion people on this earth. What a huge job. I could witness to people from now until I die and work at not sleeping and still wouldn't get the job like a tenth done. I don't even know that I'd get a percent done. The very fact that God told you and me, before you die, your job is to witness to every creature. You can't do that without God. So God says, I've given you a big job to do that you will not get come, you won't touch without me. God's faithful. God's faithful. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Look, if it wasn't a big deal and important, then you would trust you and you wouldn't trust God. You can't do anything for the Lord without the Lord. You can't be a godly husband. You can't be a godly wife, let alone a soul winner, a godly parent, a godly employee. You can't do any of that without God. So faithful is he who calleth you, who also will do it. When you got saved, God says, from this point on, I can help you with the rest of your life. Be meaningful and have a full life, if you'll let me. Faithful is he who calleth you. Would you take your Bible and go over one book? Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Watch this, verse number 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. Look at verse 2. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith. Look at verse 3. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. You say, how do you apply this as a pastor? Then just listen closely. There's things that I'm always behind in our church. I want to do the Constitution. I know areas of our church that need work. There are things that I do believe we need, but the Lord assures my heart when things aren't just right that He can take care of everything because He's faithful. The Lord is faithful. I believe I'm not going to get everything tweaked and polished the way I want it because the Lord helps me need and want Him. There's things whenever I drive on the property, I'm haunted by. I see it. Oh, I need to fix that. Oh, I need to fix that too. Oh, I need to fix it. I'll never get it all fixed. It'll never all be done. The Lord wants me to want Him. Not quote, I think we got a beautiful piece of property here. I'm very thankful. I'm thankful for our building. But it'll never all get done. There'll always be things that we're behind in. Why? Because it's God reminding me that I need Him. When my faith runs out, I'm so thankful. Okay? If we're doing our best and giving it all, our all for the Lord, then He helps us and does what we can't do. Take your Bible and go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Ready? Now these verses here, we could stay here for the rest of the morning. We're not going to, but watch this. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 to 13. Verse 11, it is a faithful saying. For if we be dead with Him, we shall also live with Him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He will also deny us. And verse 13, if we believe not, yet He abideth faithful. He cannot deny Himself. What a verse. If we believe not. Look, when you see that you're a sinner and you see who Jesus is and you place your faith in Him, at that moment you're saved forever. And somebody asked the question, well, what happens if later on, you know, I decide I don't want to believe anymore? He's still faithful. That one time you placed your faith in Him and what He did for you on the cross saved you for eternity. And if you choose not to believe anymore, what a verse. What a verse. If we choose not to believe, yet He abideth faithful. He cannot deny Himself. What a verse. I just absolutely love that. He cannot, why? He can't deny Himself. When you get saved, He comes in you to live and stay until your heart beats for the last time. And then when you die, you're immediately taken to heaven. When we believe not, yet He abideth faithful. Listen closely. You believe God can do anything, but you don't believe God can help you. You believe God answers prayer, but you don't believe God answers your prayers. You believe God can, but just not for you. So when my faith runs out, I'd like to testify this morning, God's faithfulness never runs out. Can you take your Bible and go to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Look at verse number 11. Hebrews 11, 11. Got just, I believe, three more places to go, including this one. Hebrews chapter 11. Look at verse 11. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as of the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. Now, let's just review the story here real quick. God told Abraham and Sarah in their old age that they were going to have a son, and he would be their heir. Too much time passed for Sarah's liking, and she came up with this new plan. Why don't you go into my handmaid that we picked up in Egypt? She can have a baby for you. So that was Sarah's making. God took too long, and Sarah took things into her own hands. From that mess came the present-day Arab-Muslim conflict with Israel to this day. Sarah thought, well, God could do that if I'm 30, but if I'm 90, God can't do that. So 20 years pass, two decades. Abraham and Sarah had to learn that they can't help God, but God can help them. And they decide to trust God, because God is faithful. When Abraham and Sarah trusted God, they didn't just have one. They now have physical, sand of the sea, and spiritual, stars in the sky, offspring that can't be numbered. God is faithful. Our text verse, in other words, I want you to stay in Hebrews there, but just listen to me. We read this morning, there's no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful. Can I just tell you this morning, when you've blown it and you're backslidden and you're unfaithful to God, He's still faithful. When you back out on God, aren't you glad God doesn't back out on you? No matter what age you are now, you can't relive your life, but what are you going to do now with the rest of your life? Are you ready to trust God? Because you can if you want. Sarah encouraged an awful sin with awful consequences. Then drove Hagar and Ishmael out of the house and the land. Then laughed at God. Finally, she trusted God in heaven. And in Hebrews 11, God calls her a woman of faith. But do you see how much she blew it before she became a woman of faith? Laughing at God? Angel said, you're going to have a baby. And it says, Sarah laughed. And then he said, what'd you laugh for? And then she lied about it. I didn't laugh. Read it. It's a wild story. Oh, I didn't laugh. You. Yes, she did lie. She blew it that many times. And yet in Hebrews 11, she's called a woman of faith because she finally decided to trust the Lord. So no matter where you've blown it in your life, when you decide you're going to trust God, it can be from now, amen, till the end, regardless of what you've done in the past. And I'm glad because God is faithful. Hebrews chapter 10. Can you go there? Hebrews chapter 10. We're going to look at two more places. Look, aren't you glad when we get to heaven, the only thing God's going to read is the good parts? I'm not perfect. Since I've been saved 32 years ago, I don't know anybody that is. If you just take this one thought, you mean since the last time we met, you've done everything God wanted you to do? Just the way God wanted you to do it? You mean you haven't made one mistake? You haven't sinned one time? Who are you kidding? Who are you kidding? Yet God is faithful. Yet God is faithful. We're not faithful, but God is. But God is. Hebrews chapter 10, look at verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. So it says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. And then notice that thing, that word there, without wavering. Now, waves go up and down. Okay? We waver. One day I'm up, one day I'm down. Praise God, we don't go in and out. You can't lose your salvation. Amen? We don't go in and out, we go up and down. We don't go in and out. But we waver. But you say then, how is he faithful? When you waver on the sea of life, you're anchored in Christ. And just like the buoys on the ocean bob, but they're anchored, you're going to go up and down on the sea of life, but our anchor is in Jesus Christ, and he doesn't move because he's faithful. So in life, we're going to do this, but we're anchored to Christ at the bottom in the ocean. God's always working in your life, but sometimes because of our ups and downs, we don't see him working. God's faithful and can help you with any problem you have if you'll ask him for help. Can you take your Bible? Okay, Revelation. Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19. Look at verse number 11. Greatest event in the Bible. Revelation 19. Ready? Watch this. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. So, this morning, after all the ungodly college professors at secular universities have said about him, Jesus Christ is still faithful. After all the blasphemy that Hollywood has put out about him, he's still faithful. After all the false doctrine taught by so many churches, God is still faithful. And after so many people have said, well, I'm an atheist, I don't believe in God, I don't believe there's anything out there, God's still faithful. He's coming back and he's going to rule and reign in righteousness no matter what anybody says about him. God is faithful. And you know what? There ought to be some relief to you this morning when nobody's telling you to trust the preacher. Nobody's telling you to trust a church. Nobody's telling you to trust a religion. Amen? I want you to trust the Lord. I want your faith in him who's faithful, who won't fail you. Amen? Let's go. One last verse, 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. Right? Just back up a few books there in the New Testament. We'll close with this verse. 1 Peter chapter 4. And look at verse number 19. Ready? 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 19. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God, commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. That's verse number 19, 1 Peter 4, 19. What do you do when you're suffering and you're hurting and the burdens are... and because when it rains, it pours and everything's going wrong. You commit your soul to him as a faithful Creator. And God, you're in control. You know what's going on. And if I make it through this, Lord, it'll be because you helped me. Because I don't have what it takes. This is too heavy. And you commit it to him. This is talking to a Christian here. Now, no matter who, I can tell you this morning, no matter who broke your heart or disappointed you, and no matter how confused you may be, God, your Creator, has never disappointed you. If you say, well, I know a preacher that one time, I know more than you do. No, well, I know a pastor and he... I'll say it again. I know a lot more that have blown it than you do. Well, I knew a deacon in a church one time. He didn't deek. I've known a few of those. Well, I knew a Christian one time. They said they were a Christian and they did this. There'll always be Christians that fail you. There'll always be Christians that fail you. But God is faithful. And that's why if you're following people, yeah, you're in for some disappointments. But if you'll... I'm trying to remind you this morning, no matter what you're facing, no matter what your past is, no matter what kind of a week you've had, God is faithful. And you can trust him this morning. If that's your choice, though, that's your choice. But God is faithful. Let's pray. Lord, you've given us so much. And Lord, as we live down here on this earth till we get to...